This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris is with me, and he led that meeting, the public hearing, which was Tuesday. It was Monday or Tuesday?
Monday evening. It went well into a little bit into Tuesday as well.
Yeah, it was a Monday night and Tuesday morning. So take us behind the scenes of that public hearing, and we'll talk about the four boards, and we'll get caught up with where we are right now. What's going on?
Well, it was certainly an interesting evening. In the week before, leading up to that meeting, we were inundated with emails from local citizens, probably a good 150 emails, 148 of which, if I remember correctly, we're in opposition to the 2006 water supply plan, which calls for this massive new dam, no dredging of the reservoir, et cetera, et cetera. And then at the public hearing Monday night, the speakers were roughly two to one, in opposition to the 2006 plan. The city has, last couple of years, we've commissioned several hundred thousand dollars worth of studies to reevaluate that plan and test some of the assumptions underlying that plan and come forward with some really valuable new information, which showed dredging is cheaper than we expected and will produce more water capacity than we expected, that the existing dam at the Ragged Mountain Natural Area is in much better shape than we expected and can be built upon rather than building a huge new dam if we need to expand the capacity of that reservoir. We've had Rivanna, a consultant, came in and called into question the original demand projections based on actual conservation that we've been seeing the last 8 years. So this all came to a head Monday night, and I was extremely pleased at the outcome of the council discussion, where council basically said, we are going to take a more modest approach to implementing a water supply plan for a region. We're not going to invest in a huge amount of infrastructure now that we don't need, incur a lot of debt now that we don't need. Rather, we're going to prioritize maintaining our existing assets, renovating, expanding our existing assets, and push conservation efficiency, continue to push conservation efficiency, and protect our environment, and in the process, save our taxpayers, our ratepayers, millions of dollars. And so I was very pleased with that outcome.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. So then the following day, Wednesday, which was yesterday,
That was Tuesday, I think.
Tuesday, yeah. You took the unanimous agreement on the part of City Council to the to your partners in this whole process to build the future of water supply for our region, the county and the County Water Board and the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority. The Sewer Authority, actually, which works for the city and the county.
Right.
And you took this new proposal to these folks at the four boards meeting. What happened there? We heard they were beating up on you.
Well, I have to say that four boards is it's an artificial construct. It's heavily weighted against the city, even though the city is the majority user of the water system. So that four boards is it's a terrible venue for making decisions on water, because there's many more people sitting around that table that represent the interests of the county versus the city. It's a useful forum for getting information out on the table instead of getting questions out on the table, but it's a terrible forum for trying to actually come to decisions.
I've often thought it was weird that you have the County Board of Supervisors represented and the Albemarle County Water Board, but you don't have the City Public Works there.
Exactly.
They're like the County
they
Water Board.
They are the equivalent of the County Water.
You've got a few folks from City Council and then a whole lot of folks that represent county interests.
Right. So, inevitably it sets up a dynamic where the county has the upper hand just numerically. And you have Rivanna, who is clearly pushing hard for implementation of the 2006 plan.
Significant, is it not? Let me just stop you right there. I mean, there's really no doubt now anymore, especially after that last meeting, after we saw the behavior of Tom Frederick. There really is no mystery now who Tom Frederick's is really working for here and is really helping their case. I mean, it's just not he's clearly played his cards, and he is in support of the Board of Supervisors idea, the chamber idea. He just doesn't seem to be playing fair at all.
Well, you know, I don't want to
put words in your mouth, but that's how I read it.
I'm going to try not to personalize it, but I will say I was disappointed on Tuesday when, you know, for instance, there was some statistics presented on the cost of phasing in a new dam, which showed that you actually don't save that much money. You save a few million dollars, but you don't save that much money building a new dam to a certain height and then finishing it off later. You might as well, from a financial standpoint, a purely financial standpoint, you could argue that you might as well just go ahead and build the whole dam. However, you know, there was another study commissioned and a separate set of cost estimates produced, which showed in a very compelling way that by adding height to the existing dam, you achieve significant cost savings by doing that. You save a lot of money by phase, you know, if you only build it to 13 feet versus building the new dam up to 45 feet. And Mr. Frederick did not produce that data when asked. So it was very clearly a one-sided presentation of information, and that's disappointing.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, honored to have him live in studio, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you have a comment or a question. Regarding that cost of the... So let me ask you, before we get into some of the details, where are we now? What was the outcome of this obviously lopsided meeting?
There were quite a few points in which we did agree, and so I don't want to make it sound like it was one big, you know. I mean, there were quite a few areas of agreement, but on the two main modifications, the two most important modifications that the city agreed to on Monday night, there's definitely we don't see eye to eye with our partners in the county, and that being the wisdom of dredging the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. I think actually at the end of the day, the county will agree to move forward on that. They just don't want to see it. They don't want to see that hold up and securing the permits for that and all that to hold up the process of expanding the Ragged Mountain Reservoir. That's fine. I mean, we can do that on a separate track and on a process basis. And, yeah. You know, and we can figure out the cost allocation for that. I actually think the county, at the end of the day, is not going to block our desire to dredge our reservoir. And frankly, it should have been dredged all along. This is a basic maintenance response.
What is it, Dave, about... we're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. I've never understood what is it on the part of some folks in the county who support the old plan. Why are they almost vehemently opposed to dredging an existing water reservoir to provide water supply? No sense.
Yeah, they say,
yes, we built these roads, but we don't want to take care of the roads to drive on them. We want to build all new roads.
Right. There's this fascination. It's not unique to this situation, but there's this fascination in this country behind shiny and new, you know, and maintaining what you have is not as sexy. It's not as fulfilling, apparently. And so there's this real interest in building a large new dam. You know, not so much interest in making sure that the existing reservoir we have at South Fork continues to be used as a water resource for many decades to come and preserve its capacity as a storage vessel for water.
And that very fact, arguing it for the new, bigger, more expensive, more big government public works project has befuddled me, that we often see a flipping of stereotypes here. We have the more conservative folks in the county, you have the Chamber of Commerce really pushing for what is, in effect, the big government, more expensive plan, almost with a sense of entitlement. And yet you got you crazy liberals in the city saying, hold on a minute, we want to learn more. Oh, look what we found out. Hey, we figured out a cheaper way to do this. It's not so much big government. It's not as big a public works project. This is the fiscally responsible, economically sensible, environmentally sensible course of action here. And yet... You know, the chamber and the conservatives are like, no, we want the more expensive one.
Right. And I think what a lot of it really does come down to is water security and water insecurity. You mentioned, I think, something on your show the other day about when you have these sort of crisis events, people's get into this bunker mentality. I forget the name of the book you were referencing.
The Shock Doctrine.
The Shock Doctrine.
Yeah.
Which I need to read it now.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
And I really do think that the 2002 drought and, you know, subsequent water warnings have created that sort of mindset among many people in this community that we don't ever want to run the risk of entering into a drought again. Therefore, we're going to overbuild. We're going to we're going to overpay.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have a competing proposal that comes forward that's cheaper and yet still provides abundant water for 40 years to come, based on their own estimates, based on Rivanna's own estimates, it just almost seems like they're not willing to open their minds to alternative ideas.
Yeah.
I opened the four boards meeting I opened my remarks by making it very clear. The city of Charlottesville has zero interest in starving Albemarle County of water. The plan that we agreed to Monday night would provide abundant water for at least 40 years to come, if not longer, and save a tremendous amount of money and do much less environmental damage.
That's just a talking point that's a red herring. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, it's just more fear mongering. You know, you're going to starve us of water. Oh, right, we better hurry up and do this. We have no water. And, you know, and it's like, come on. I mean, people aren't stupid.
Yeah.
And
if you're really serious about, making a quick impact, to prevent against drought.
Then you would dredge.
You dredge the reservoir.
Yeah.
I mean, you can,
Let me ask you to put on those headphones, and we're going to go to the phones in just a minute here. But okay. Let me ask you, along those very same lines, let me play you a very short clip from Ken Boyd at the four boards meeting, and it's very, very quick. I'll play it a couple times, but here's Ken Boyd, who's a proponent, member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and a proponent of the old plan.
This is important that we get going with this. In case you haven't noticed, it hasn't been much rain around here lately.
So, can you hear it? Let me play it. Let me play it one more time here.
This is important that we get going with this. In case you haven't noticed, it hasn't been much rain around here lately.
He said it's important that we get going with this because, in case you haven't noticed, there hasn't been much rain around here lately. Creating this sense of urgency, the shock doctrine, hurry up, we've got to do this. And yes, we know it's the more expensive plan, but we got to hurry up and do this. And yet, as far as I'm concerned, all he did was just prove your plan.
Right,
because if
right.
the goal is to get water as fast as possible, then you would dredge. You wouldn't take years to build the new dam and pipeline.
Right, I agree.
So, I mean, he just argued for your plan. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Barbara's with us. Barbara, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm astounded at you two. I mean, you are two intelligent men, and you don't realize, seemingly, that Charlottesville is just a microcosm of what is going on all over this blessed country, from the federal, which opposes anything that President Obama wants to do, down to little old Charlottesville, which opposes anything that the Democratic City Council wants. Why can't you realize that? And Coy, I mean, you are the only one worth listening to on what was once a proud radio station. It's kind of, this is a symptom, and you're treating it as a whole illness that you seemingly don't understand. It's a symptom of an illness. And this is, as I said, a microcosm of what is going on a national scale. Why can't you see it?
Thank you, Barbara, so much. I appreciate the call, and we will we'll do our best to look a little harder. And we'll go to line three. Ted's with us. Ted, thanks for the call, buddy. Go right ahead.
Hey, Coy. It's good to hear you and the Honorable Mayor. I have a comment, and I have a question. Doesn't the city own all of the land and the infrastructure for this reservoir?
Yeah, it's a great question that too often is not really underscored here. Doesn't the city own everything we're talking about?
The city owns the reservoirs. The city owns the dams. Yes.
But there really is a sense of, and I've said this before, there's almost an angry sense of entitlement on the part of, you know, some business interests, the chamber, some county board of supervisors. You know, this is what we want you to do with your resources so that we can grow. And we want the city and the ratepayers, most of them in the city, to pay for this new infrastructure so that we can turn around and give this as a gift to business interests.
Well, to be honest, I mean, to be fair, the county did say that they would fully fund the cost of adding supply in order to underwrite or to support the growth that we're seeing in Albemarle County. Now, the devil's always in the details whenever you have a statement like that.
And I wonder if county taxpayers and ratepayers know that they made that promise.
Right. Yeah. But it also, it comes at the expense of any expansion of the Ragged Mountain Reservoir. And we're okay with a modest expansion there, but any expansion comes at the expense of some very valuable city land and city-owned natural area there. It's one of the been called one of the crown jewels of our regional forest system. And our argument is, let's not impact that natural area any more than we need to. With a modest expansion in 13 feet to that reservoir and dredging the other reservoir, again, based on Rivanna's own numbers, we've got at least 40 years of safe water. One of the other things that we heard, and I know we've got to wrap this up, but one of the other things we heard on Tuesday was a sense from some in the county that the city is holding the county hostage, or that we're holding the good of the county hostage. And, you know, we said in our resolution Monday night that we will increase the size of the dam at Ragged Mountain if it indeed becomes necessary in the future. And any reassurance that we can give the county that we will indeed follow through on that commitment, I think will hopefully help to tone down the antagonism here.
Let me ask you before we go, and we're just out of time. I'm sorry to our callers. We got a bunch of folks, and we'll continue this conversation at 5:30. But let me ask you, I had a great conversation today with Clarence Roberts, and we only have 30 seconds, but Clarence Roberts with the county board, terrific guy, longtime public servant in the Commonwealth. And he said, you know, even if you dredge, you're only going to get 3% of the water that we need.
No, that's not true. I think that what they're referencing is you may get, I don't even know where that number comes from, to be honest, but I will tell you this, that the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality says dredging alone is going to provide 30 years of water. Dredging plus 13 feet on the dam provides 40 years of water. We've got plenty of water in the system, and our plan captures much of it.
Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, thank you for being here, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.